From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Former Mexico City Mayor Andrés Manuel López Obrador Sunday handily won the presidential race in Mexico. Exit polls showing the 64-year-old López Obrador taking between 49 and 59% of the vote, becoming the country's first leftist leader in decades. Wilson Center Mexico Institute Director Duncan Wood in Mexico City said turnout there was heavy.
Like we were just checking with some of the polling stations, and they've had a strong turnout. With an hour to go at one of them here in the center of Mexico City, 500 out of 750 possible voters had already shown up, and there were more coming sort of every minute. So you can see that this is an election that has motivated people to turn out.
López Obrador's election is seen as general disenchantment with the status quo, including corruption, an erratic economy, and violent crime. But Wood expects to see a continuation of many policies, not a radical departure, not yet.
On the economic front, we've had a pretty orthodox economic platform presented during the campaign. Fiscal austerity, financial stability, free trade, bringing in as much foreign investment as possible. On the political side of things, I think that this is an opportunity to actually remake the Mexican political system, remaking it in the sense of going back to an older model of governing Mexico, where you had a hegemonic party, where you had president and Congress controlled by the same party.
López Obrador will face disputes with his northern neighbor, the U.S., mainly over trade and immigration. An attack on a military patrol in Gao in northern Mali Sunday left 4 dead, 31 wounded. The ambush involving French soldiers included a car bomb, explosion, and gunfire. Student Ibrahim Touré said he saw a pickup pass by, something was thrown, and they fled. The attack occurred less than a month before national elections are to be held. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton Sunday said he believes that most of North Korea's weapons of mass destruction can be dismantled in a year. His appearance on the CBS program Face the Nation took place amid media reports, citing U.S. intelligence indicating Pyongyang has no intention of giving up its nuclear arsenal.
We're very well aware of North Korea's patterns of behavior over decades of negotiating with the United States. We know exactly what the risks are of them using negotiations to drag out the length of time they have to continue their nuclear, chemical, biological weapons programs and ballistic missiles. The president would like to see these discussions move promptly to get a resolution. This has been the advice that China's leader Xi Jinping has given us as well.
Bolton said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will begin soon discussions with North Korean officials on details of disarmament. Pro-regime media and a war monitor report the rebel-held town of Basra el-Sham in southwest Syria has accepted the return of President Bashar al-Assad's rule. The fall of the town, located near the provincial capital of Daraa, is the latest sign of the advance of Russian-backed pro-government forces. The fighting has sparked another wave of displaced people. Jordanian government spokeswoman Jumana Gunamat said Jordan, already hosting hundreds of thousands of refugees, cannot take any more. The UN said at least 160,000 have fled their homes. The United Arab Emirates Sunday said it halted its military campaign against Houthi rebel defenders over control of Yemen's main port of Hodeidah amid UN efforts to end the all-out assault. Envoy Martin Griffith said he hopes negotiations could be restarted in a matter of weeks. The Iranian government called for calm Sunday after fresh protests erupted and turned violent in the southern city of Khorramshahr over water shortages. Reports indicate police opened fire at demonstrators who attacked banks and other buildings. A man in Boise, Idaho has been arrested after stabbing 9 people Saturday, including 6 children, at a birthday party at an apartment for resettled refugees. The attack appeared to have been motivated by revenge after 30-year-old Timmy Kinner was asked to leave. City Police Chief William Bones said the suspect had had an extensive criminal record,
spanning multiple states, who has spent time in prison, and whose past criminal violations do include violence against others.
The refugees are from Iraq, Syria, and Ethiopia. In World Cup action Sunday, Croatia earned a quarterfinal berth, edging Denmark 3-2 in a penalty shootout. Ivica Gonić among those celebrating.
It was a crazy game. We didn't play well, but we won. We were luckier, and that's great.
And Russia, meanwhile, prevailed over Spain 4-3 in a similar shootout, moving that team to the Final 8. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.